Email is a great tool for conveying information, for explaining things, for detailing some information that wouldn't work well in a text. Unless you're an extremely good writer, it is not the best way to deliver sensitive information, although I realize companies do it all the time. But it's not the best way to deliver information that would be easy for the person to misinterpret, that has some ambiguity to it, and we don't always realize that we're being ambiguous, and something that's going to upset the person. So I would be very careful about the nature of the email. Further, be cautious about using the reply to all feature. In my opinion, there's sometimes it's necessary, but most of the time it's just annoying. And one thing I find equally annoying is when someone sends me an email and copies several people on the email, including higher ups, as though to say, I want to make sure they know that I sent you this email, so if you don't respond, you'll get in trouble. It's almost an intimidating kind of use of the copy feature on email. So I would be very careful about that. Another tip that I would use is going back to the sensitivity of messages. If you're not really sure about whether an email is going to work well, put it in your draft folder for a few minutes or a few hours and go back and look at it later. I use that draft folder all the time to decide, is this really the best way to send this message? Sometime I'll edit it a little bit. Sometime I won't send it at all. Sometime I'll say, it's fine, I'll send it. So it's just a good way, because you certainly can't get it back once you hit send. And it's a good way to have a little bit of a fail-safe method. Some people won't read long emails. They won't read an email that's longer than a screen. So keep that in mind. And one last tip is always have an explanatory subject line. And if the thread goes back and forth, you may need to change the subject line as the topic may shift or modify.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.